When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D. Who's there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is severely injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans and who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families.
The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America in so many ways. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institutes, educating kids in K through 12 grades to help our nation keep its vow to never forget.
More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome, everybody. Tuesday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show kicks off right now. We are racked and stacked a lot of news stories that we're already ready to dive into with you. The hush money trial for Trump is going to start next week. There was a motion by Trump's lawyers. We'll break that down for you, trying to get this thing delayed. Can Trump get a fair trial in New York City? That was central to the argument. And they basically were like, well, this guy can't get a fair trial anywhere, so what difference does it make? We'll discuss that. The Supreme Court's going to be hearing about the presidential immunity argument for the federal case coming up April 25th. I think we'll start to preview and discuss. That's a big deal. And the legal analysts who are like, this is frivolous, are full of it, because the answer to the extent of presidential immunity, or what is the extent of presidential immunity, is nobody really knows. Has not been tested. Supreme Court has not ever decided on this issue. And it's kind of just been, we'll see. So I think that's important. Trump, aftermath of his video on the abortion issue and also IVF, he came out very strongly in favor of IVF. He was fired up on that, but also then talked about where he stands on abortion, said it's a state's issue. He had some very Trumpy words for Lindsey Graham, generally a staunch Trump ally. It's not a great day, I think, for Lindsey. We also have this morning, they're covering it on a lot of news stations, the sentencing for the parents of the Michigan school shooter. Some very gut-wrenching victim impact statements aired this morning. This is a case where really the central legal issue has to do with, I think, the precedent here. Everyone knows who the school shooter was in this. Everyone knows he's guilty and he's going to spend the rest of his life in prison. But the parents facing substantial prison time is something new. So we have that. And then also an update on the Morgan Wallen situation. And I know who Morgan Wallen is. In fact, I listened to some of his music this morning because I wanted to be fully aware, have the full context for his chair throwing off the rooftop not far from where Clay lives. Clay was not within the vicinity, fortunately, of the chair throwing incident, but not too far off.
We owned a bar. You knew that, right?
Broadway. I went to your bar once. I had a steak at your bar.
It was pretty good.
Garth Brooks bought our bar. So if you've been to downtown Nashville, Garth Brooks now owns that bar. But we had a rooftop.
That was a preview of the future. We didn't even think about this. It was me and Tommy Lahren having steaks at your bar. I don't even know how many years ago. I mean, we're going
it was
back
before
like,
we were doing the show. Well,
oh,
before.
For sure.
I mean, I
like
think
2018,
opened,
2019?
Yeah, I think that's right. We opened before. I remember specifically, we opened our bar when Nashville hosted the NFL draft. And then COVID happened. And you can imagine that not the best time to own a bar.
That's a tough one. Yeah. But I remember when it was open, Tommy and I sitting there and I was thinking to myself, I was like, Sports Ball Man has a fun bar with good steak. Well done. So it was a cool place. And we also have, I know this isn't like top of the news, everybody, but I think this is, I think this is just kind of fun. All right. We had a lot of time. We're not going to dive into more Eclipse stuff today. Producer Greg, he's safe. My understanding is his corneas still very much intact and he is on his way home and he will be working on the show tomorrow. I think he drove 7 hours. Is that right? 7 hours for this thing?
It sounds miserable to me. If you told me that I had to drive 7 hours to do anything, on my day off, other than like go to the beach or, you know, get to somewhere for vacation to chase the clouds. The clouds, by the way, cleared here. So I went outside at the peak of the, eclipse, which was basically full, it was like 85% covered, I think, in Nashville, something like that. And, near my house, the clouds legitimately disappeared. So I went outside and looked for like, 2 minutes, and I was, not that impressed.
We have respect for producer Greg's all-in approach to eclipse watching and amateur astronomy, not to be confused with astrology. NBC Chicago meteorologist Pete Sack, though, you just got to hear this. I don't know if I've ever seen anybody this excited on their wedding day. He was watching the eclipse. He was on TV, and it's just too much fun. This guy gets the prize for the most excited about the eclipse. Play it.
Oh, my gosh. We're almost there. There it is. It's totality. This is just amazing. I can't believe I'm able to bring this to you. I'm taking my glasses off for a moment because you can actually look up and see. We're seeing kind of a diamond effect, but we can see the halo. We can see the corona around the sun. The stars are starting to come out. This is just an amazing sight. I just watch for a moment while I gather myself because I'm just in awe of the sight that I'm seeing right now.
Oh, man, I want to love any event the way this guy loves the eclipse, Clay.
Guy saying, sorry, you just have to watch in silence. I don't have the ability to control my own emotions right now, regardless of what's going on. Maybe your job is to continue to speak for your audience. That sounded like me at WrestleMania. I gotta be honest with you. I'm not sure there's anything more overrated than an eclipse.
Oh my God, Clay! The day after, you're really throwing this one. We're trying to move on today. Our email inbox is just going to be destroyed now.
I think, look, where I live, whether it's going to snow or not, really interesting to me. Whether we're going to get hit by a tornado, very important. Eclipse, I find it to be mostly uninteresting. The fact that kids were out of school for this, I think is super weird. The fact that, as I said, about half of you agree with me, the fact that producer Greg decided to take a day off like months in advance so he could go watch the eclipse for 4 minutes and drive 8 hours to make sure there wasn't clouds blocking it. Everybody can have their own thing. I like sports. I understand some of you are like the Super Bowl is super overrated, or last night you watched Purdue and UConn, or the Iowa versus South Carolina. Some of you are like sports stink. I'm not interested in it. I love sports. I'm very pro sports, very anti eclipse. I don't get a big charge out of it.
Producer Allie just pointed out the last time we saw anybody that excited about anything, it was you in the back of a random person's pickup truck.
That's
after
true.
The Tennessee Vols won a very big game.
After they beat Alabama, you pronounce Vols correct. And I get it. Some of you out there, including my wife, I couldn't sleep after Tennessee lost to Purdue in the Elite Eight. I'm now 45 years old. At that time, I was 44. There's no way on earth that a grown man should be unable to sleep based on a sporting event. That's me.
Your irrational love of the Vols is the single most, like, that's the one you lean into the most, right? Because clearly for this guy, for some people, it's the eclipse. For some people, maybe it's the British royal family. For me, I probably think it's my dog because I sing songs to her and treat her like a human being all day. That's irrational. She doesn't understand words, but I love all dogs. I have an irrational love of dogs. You have an irrational love of, or I should say, inexplicable by reason alone, maybe, of sports.
Yeah, I would say, like, animals and humans and things like that. Family and friends, I would put off on the side. Like, that's not, I don't think it's crazy that you would really like a dog. And I don't think it's crazy that somebody would be like, you know, I'm totally committed to my friends and family. I would put, like, the eclipse and sports fandom in, like, what are you a fan of that you desperately care about that doesn't directly impact your, you know, like, day-to-day existence and or friends and family, animals, things like that? Is there anything?
I might come back to you on this. I have to think. I tend not to be a fan of very much. that's kind of unfortunately
disposition. No, I mean, I think there are many parts of many times where I think if I were not a sports fan, what other things could I have accomplished in life?
I will say the only time I've ever, and I swear we are going to dive in, we got nothing but news coming after this, but it was just too much fun with the eclipse guy, like tearing up and crying. Unbridled joy. I love unbridled joy. There's so much, you know, sadness and nastiness in the news and fighting, and we're going to dive into all that. We're going to roll up our sleeves and start throwing some punches in a second. But unbridled joy is just a beautiful thing, and I love it that guy had it. Producer Greg has it about the eclipse. I've never seen him as fired up about anything.
I mean, he had the huge telescope that he's traveling with. He sent us all different sorts of videos of the I mean,
the closest thing for me though is I would say when I was coaching high school soccer, that was the first time where I turned into a maniac who would scream about. Now, maybe it's a little different because I'm involved in
it. You're directly involved, but I get it.
But I wasn't even a maniac when I used to play. So I was the captain of my high school soccer team, and I was, like, very kind of understated and would always, like, talk to people up close and, like, wouldn't really shout very much. I mean, a little bit on the field, like, pass. But I wasn't, like, a yeller. You know, I wouldn't yell at people. And then as a coach, I was just, like, ready to roll. I was like, I got a yellow card from the ref once as a coach.
I think coaching is way harder than playing. Like, I don't even see those as remotely similar because it's probably not going to shock people. Like, I tend to be loud, no matter what I do. So on the field, like whatever else, but I think coaching is so much more difficult because you have almost no actual control, right? Like in terms of, and I know you can set your lineup, you can adjust plays, you can do all these things, but you can't control the execution. And if you, and I would say I'm somewhat of a control freak, like I like to be able to decide things that matter. I mean, that's why I founded my own company, like, but there, so standing on the sideline, unable to decide anything, even whether it's a foul called or anything else, is excruciating to me. It really is. So but that's direct connection, I would say. Yeah, like
I go to sporting events and I look and I see people that are like screaming at the refs from, you know, 80 yards away or whatever up in the upper deck. I don't get it. I don't know. I don't really understand. So I'm not, I guess I'm kind of missing that. But then again, I also don't, you know, there's a lot of things that are very weird about me. The news, however, is something I am very concerned about. And since we had some fun with the, guy who I think he gets the prize for most excited about the eclipse, we're now going to jump into, Hush Money trial. And I'll put this question out there, Clay. We can start to get into some of the stuff. The legal stuff facing Trump. Also talk about this, precedent set in this, parents of school shooter, Michigan school shooter trial this morning and the sentencing. But on the Trump side of things, is this hush money trial going to have something that we're not, is there an unknown here in terms of either outcome or something they introduce? You want to dive into this together?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about that because we're 6 days away from that trial starting and it appears it's actually going to start on April 15th. In the meantime, $20 doesn't buy you nearly what it once did. Still enough though to pay your monthly cell phone bill with Pure Talk. For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, plenty of 5G data from our longtime sponsor, Pure Talk. In fact, I don't think they've raised the monthly fee for years, even in the face of competitors raising their prices. You get the same quality of service AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile have. But for half the cost, the average size family saves almost $1,000 a year. No contracts, no activation fees. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values and who creates American jobs and who refuses to advertise on fake news networks as well. Here's how you do it. Dial #250. Say the keywords Clay and Buck. Make the switch today. That's #250, #250, and say Clay and Buck.
The torch of truth, passed and still lit every day. The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D. The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University, private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. I am right now luxuriating because I'm feeling a little bit of a drag. I don't know how many of you during the course of the day, you're super busy, might need a little pick-me-up, a little pep in your step. I am drinking Crockett Coffee, which I'm told is owned by two amazing Patriots.
True.
That you may have heard of.
Yeah.
That you listen to every single day, CrockettCoffee.com. It is truly incredible. We had a call yesterday. We're going to be adding more flavors, more product that all of you out there can dive into. I think you're going to love it. If you love America, and if you just want a moment in the course of the day, you know what they say, Buck? Gratitude is the most powerful of all emotions. You heard that?
I have not, but I like it.
Makes sense, honestly. If you sit and think a little bit about what you're grateful for, maybe before the chaos of your day starts, maybe in the middle of the chaos of your day, you can sit there with a coffee and just think, okay, yes, there's chaos in the world, and we talk about it every single day. Yes, there is rampant insanity, but odds are that there are many, many things that all of us have tremendously to be grateful for, starting with the fact that we're fortunate enough to live in the United States of America, which only, what, 300 million, roughly, of 7 billion people, 8 billion people on the planet, and that our history is amazing and that we are the greatest force for good that has ever existed. If you believe that, you should be grateful for it, grateful for the legacy of this country, and you can think about it a little bit while you have your Crockett coffee. Now, CrockettCoffee.com, go check it out. We want to go over 100K in sales this week, which is pretty incredible because of you guys.
Can I just say, I think it's so important because I'm somebody who's been drinking coffee for years. Yes, our coffee is delicious. Yes, it celebrates America. Get a bunch of it and you'll get free shipping. Meaning if you spend over $60, because I know some people are like, hold on, the shipping cost. The coffee is good for months and months and months, like over a year. I know people want fresh coffee. This coffee is incredibly fresh. Get over $60 worth. When you try it, you'll get the free shipping. And even better, subscribe. And that's a way that this becomes an even better proposition for you. So I would just say, you know, if you can, if you're a big coffee drinker like I am, you know, get a few packages of it, get some K-cups and some ground beans or whole beans. And then you get free shipping over $60. So get a good chunk of it. Don't just get one bag, right? Get a good chunk of it and you're going to be very happy you did. That's what I do. I actually just got my shipment today, CrockettCoffee.com. Maybe there are going to be some t-shirts happening soon too, Clay. It's exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So CrockettCoffee.com, send us over 100K. It's unbelievable. Honestly, the response that you guys have had, we haven't done anything other than talk about it on this show. And by the way, iHeart's a partner. So, you know, it's like, oh, what are you guys doing? No, iHeart's a partner as well. And we appreciate the fact that they are a partner with us on this. But it's the show. It's you guys are about to have done in the space of a week, $100,000 in purchase of this coffee, which is truly, I'm told, unheard of.
And we have a partnership with Tunnel to Towers, which is, yes, which is an organization that we honestly love and want to do everything we can to support every way we can. So Tunnel to Towers is a part of this whole package, if you will, as well.
In the years ahead, we hope to be able to give them, I'm not even kidding about this, millions of dollars in, yes, things to help make the world a better in charitable donations as a part of, what we're trying to give back here. So I don't know about you, Buck, but even in my email inbox, which some of you have, people are blowing up reacting to the sentencing of these two parents. Tons of different opinions out there.
I was
going to
say, does everyone
this.
Agree with you that they should just lock them up and throw away the key?
I'm just going to read a couple of representative samples. And this is a good question from Philip. How does the prosecution avoid issues of proximate cause, foreseeability, and actual cause when the case is appealed? Would a charge of negligent entrustment be more appropriate if the parents purchased the firearm then gave it to the student? These are I love you guys. Because when I read an email and I'm like, oh, this is a really smart, again, that's from Philip. Appreciate that. Bill writes in, Clay, so when are they going to hold parents of kids in Chicago, New York, or other areas where teenagers are killing each other responsible? It's not politically expedient for the left, but they go after parents of these kids in a targeted way to send a message to the gun community. My two cents, that is from Bill. Bill's asking questions that I think are very good. So is Philip. My thought in general, and I'm saying this as a parent, and I know that many of you are parents and grandparents out there. Some of you may have custodial control, responsibility for kids that are not yours. My kids are 16, 13, and 9. If a kid in my household got access to a gun and was a violent perpetrator of a crime, I think that me and my wife should be held responsible for it. Partly. Not as first or second degree murder or anything else like that. Depends on the state statute. I am a big believer that if your kid engages in violent behavior as a teenager, and I'm not talking about getting in a fist fight, over a girl at a dance, right? I'm talking about goes in with a gun and in cold blood engages in acts of violence. I think parents should be held responsible. And I think that's whether you're talking about an inner city kid in Chicago or a rural kid in Nebraska. If you're a parent and your kid gets access to a gun that you had, right? I think it's more challenging when it's Buck. The way that I would work through it in my head is if a kid gets access and becomes and engages in criminal acts outside of the house, I think it's hard to argue, for instance, if your kid carjacks and you didn't necessarily have any advanced knowledge that they had access to a weapon, things like that. I think when they use one of your weapons to commit a crime and there's ample evidence that you knew that they were engaging in behavior potentially that was criminal and you are basically negligent as a parent, I don't have any issue at all with holding parents responsible. Now, I'm also simultaneously, the question that you raised is I think a really good one. Somewhere there's a line, and do you worry when you give prosecutors too much power that they're going to cross that line? Yes, I do simultaneously. So I think I can, I kind of am and having it both ways here because I want parents responsible, but I also want prosecutors to be reasonable.
It reminds me a little bit of the central argument for Obamacare, which was when you boiled it all down, it turned into Obamacare's demand that you buy insurance or pay a fine, which they got around this, of course, as we know, through the sophistry of saying it's a tax, but it's obviously a fine.
Thanks to Justice John Roberts.
Thanks to John Roberts, who's one of the worst choices that the Republicans have made for the Supreme Court in a very long time. Anyway, although I think, wasn't Souter a Reagan pick? Am I right on that one, or was it H.W. Bush? I think, wasn't David Souter a Reagan
there was
pick?
There was a long history of Republican Supreme Court appointees that ended up being super
picking
left.
Communists, yeah. Just terrible stuff. Anyway, but regulating inactivity was central to that whole thing. It's that you can't just be, you have to do this thing that we say you have to do. And people said, well, can you pass a law that says you have to buy a rifle? Can you pass a law that you have to have a Bible in your home? Like, what other, you know, activity can you regulate? And to me, this starts to feel like failure to intervene becomes a criminal act. The only part of it where I could see it is if you have a firearm in the home. I have firearms in the home, for example, right? We don't have any little kids running around here, but if you have a firearm in the home and, you know, a 5-year-old gets a hold of a loaded gun and, you know, something terrible happens, tragedy happens. George H.W. Bush nominated Souter. Okay, yeah, I had a feeling. Which did not work out well for us. Anyway, if you have a tragedy that happens because a child gets a hold of a firearm in the home, people can be held responsible for that, right? If you leave a child, and this horrible case happened recently, this woman went on vacation for 10 days and a baby starved to death. Like, clearly you have some obligation as a parent to do some things. You can't let a baby starve, and you can't let a toddler get a hold of your handgun. Locking up the weapon, I can see as a, but you know, now it's one thing when you're saying lock it up when you're dealing with a 10-year-old or a 5-year-old, but 16 or 17-year-old, I mean, maybe they figure out where you keep it and how to get into it, right? I mean,
they're smart enough to be able to break in.
Exactly. And I start to feel like, you know, where is this line? And there's a, you know, there's a big difference, I think, between, understanding that parents fail as people fail in things and thinking that they should go to prison for 10 to 15 years, right? I mean, their lives are effectively already ruined in the sense that their child is going to prison forever and he's a mass shooter and killed all these people. I mean, there's a punishment that these parents have just by existing. To lock them up for 10 or 15 years, the message it sends is if your child is an evil little malcontent with severe psychiatric issues and you don't do enough, you're going to go to prison too? This is a little bit like how I feel about the death penalty, by the way, one of the rare issues where I feel like I can be persuaded either way, depending on the argument in the moment. I can see this, I see both sides of this one. It makes me uncomfortable.
I totally get it because again, my position is I want parents more responsible for what their kids do.
Didn't Seinfeld end? I know this is like a far less serious thing, but because didn't they fail to like do something? I forget what, right? Didn't they go to jail at the last episode of Seinfeld because they didn't act as good Samaritans?
I don't remember the exact, yes, but that, They didn't act as good Samaritan.
Very weird way to end the whole thing.
Yes.
But, you know, this does remind me a little bit of the arguments you'd have in ethics class in college. Like, if you're, you know, if you're an Olympic swimmer and you're on the beach and you see somebody who's clearly drowning and they're not in very deep water and the surf is calm, should you go to prison? Because you didn't do anything?
You know, yeah, usually.
If you're a lifeguard, you should, but if you're just an average person, you know, it gets complicated. Well, what if the person starts punching you in the face when you try to pull them up out of the water? What if they panic? You know, you get into these things.
You guys are smart. I'm curious to hear what y'all think out there. 800-282-2882. And again, I would say my position is reliant on both parents, being responsible, but also prosecutors being responsible. And I think in this particular case, Buck, it was the kid went to the school. And again, team, you can correct me on this. The kid went to the school with a backpack that had a gun in it. They had a meeting in the principal's office about the fact that the kid had been threatening in some way to shoot up the school. Somehow they didn't search the backpack, recognize that he had that weapon. They then made him leave school. And again, the facts here, I think, matter. And then the parents, like, just basically said, whatever. The kid then, I believe, went back to school and shot up the school. So it was a failure that is particularly unique, where they legitimately had a meeting with the principal, where the principal was like, hey, your kid is talking about shooting up the school. They didn't know that he had the gun. They didn't search to see if he had the gun. And then I believe he went back to the school and shot it up. Again, I want to make sure we get those facts correct, and it's been a while since I read about this case, but it is a very unique fact pattern in terms of parental knowledge about the likelihood that this kid may well engage in a school shooting.
What happened to the cop who didn't do anything at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas shooting at Parkland? Didn't they charge him, but then was it overturned?
The jury, I think, did not convict him.
Or they didn't convict him?
I think, again, we need to look that up, too. But I believe they basically charged the cop with cowardice for refusing to confront the dereliction of duty, whatever the exact phrase was. Because he hid, is my recollection, and did not confront the school shooter. They then charged him with a crime, but I believe the jury considered the facts and let him off. We'll get both of those full fact patterns because, again, these are very fact-specific cases. While you may talk about them in generalities, when you actually think about it, if you were sitting on the jury and you heard this evidence, I think it's, again, kind of beyond the pale in terms of that particular school shooting. But we'll give you those details. And I want to take your calls because a lot of you want to react as well. And it was in fact true, just as we go to, well, we're gonna hit a break here, but I'll read you those details. There was a gun in a backpack. They didn't search it in that awful Oxford school shooting where now the parents have been held, responsible as well. Those are, important details here that I think need to be fleshed out a bit. But I want to tell you, your IRS tax return due next Monday. I know right here in the Travis household, we're trying to get all our papers together. You're probably trying to do that too. Don't be fooled by scammers. If someone calls, texts, or emails you pretending to be from the IRS, don't fall from it. Don't fall for it. They're trying to scam you. IRS contacts you, believe it or not, I know because I'm being audited, through the mail, actually written letters that let you know what's going on. Cyber criminals will pose as IRS employees. They try to get on the phone with you. They try to trick you. It's important to understand how all this works and also how to protect yourself in the event that you end up targeted. That's what LifeLock does. Their 24-hour, 7 days a week system's the best in the business at detecting illegal activity and making you aware immediately. You decide if there's a problem or not when they notify you, and you can join today and make sure that you are protected. I've benefited from their protection, so has Buck. 25% off your first year with my name Clay as your promo code. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK, go online to lifelock.com, use that promo code Clay for 25% off. That's lifelock.com, promo code Clay.
Keeping it real, keeping it honest. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
Welcome back into Clay and Buck. Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee joins us now. Senator, always great to have you on the program. Thanks for making the time.
It's always good to be with you. Thanks so much.
So tell us, if you would, Senator, what should we expect from this impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Secretary? What is going to happen? It's going to the Senate. What's the point? What do you want to occur here?
We should be continuing with an impeachment trial, and he should be removed from office. When you look at the number of Americans that have lost their lives to fentanyl poisoning, the human trafficking, the sex trafficking, the gangs, the crime in our communities, people that have never had gangs are having gangs, and he should be impeached because his job is to secure the homeland, and we have a Secretary of Homeland Security that does not believe in securing the homeland. And Wednesday afternoon at 5 is when we anticipate the articles will come over. We will each be sworn in as a court of impeachment, and that is all constitutionally mandated. And it's also mandated that we have a trial. Now, Chuck Schumer is trying to be what I think is too cute by half, and he wants to table the articles of impeachment and not have a trial. And that has never been done ever in our nation's history. And Chuck Schumer does not want the American people to know the truth about what is happening at that border. They do not want people to know that Mayorkas has been implementing Joe Biden's policy, which is an open border. So we'll see what ends up happening with this.
Marsha Blackburn with us now, Senator from my home state of Tennessee. You're doing a fantastic job. I've already said I'm voting for you. You're up for re-election. You probably won't say it yet. You're going to win by more than 20 points. It's not going to be close. I'm excited to live here. But you've been in the Senate for a while. There are a lot of big-time toss-up states, foremost among them certainly Ohio, Montana, but you can go Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Nevada, Arizona. There are so many different states out there where there are big Senate elections. Regardless of what happens in the presidential election, I know you're supporting Trump, as we are, how important is it for you and for Republicans to be in the majority in the Senate? How much difference would that make in your day-to-day life?
It makes a difference in what the agenda is. And Clay, if you look at this issue around the impeachment, could you imagine what people would have done if we had tabled articles of impeachment when it came over on President Trump? No, we did what we were supposed to do. We held the trial. He was not guilty. And so we then concluded it, took the vote, but we fulfill that duty. Now, if you look at the judiciary and the federal bench, Joe Biden is putting people on the federal bench who have never even been a judge, not a state judge, county judge, city judge, never judged the county fair. They've never had any judicial experience. The American people deserve better than that. They don't want activists who are going to try to legislate from the bench. When you look at the spending and how out of control federal spending is, two big pieces of legislation that Biden passed, $3 trillion in spending, and the fact that he has spent more than $9 trillion in the last 3 years. You look at that open border. The border is the number one issue in this election cycle because people see the devastation from the open border every single day in their communities. It has an impact on their lives. And I hear so much about these issues. I hear about the issues where it seems our enemies don't know they're our enemies. They don't fear us. Our friends don't know that they're our friends. And you look at all the unrest on the global stage and the fact that the axis of evil, Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea, are working overtime because Joe Biden is weak. He is feckless. They know that he is not going to come after them, so they feel like they have some running room.
Senator Marsha Blackburn with us. Senator, you were just at Eagle Pass. We're talking about the border a moment ago. What did you see with your own eyes that you wanted to share with this audience all across the country?
Yes, indeed. And Texas DPS and Brandon Judd from the Border Patrol invited me to come back down. I was down a year ago, and that's when Eagle Pass had people coming through every day by the thousands. And because they put buoys in the river and containers on the embankment, razor wire and fencing behind those containers, National Guard that is down there patrolling that border, they have been able to reduce their border crossings down to about 12 a day. And I have legislation, the Container Act, that gives the authority to local and state governments to protect their property and erect those temporary barriers. That's a good thing. It keeps individuals from coming onto U.S. soil, and we need to know who's coming into this country. The fact that 170 different countries had people that came to that border last year and illegally entered this country shows you that we need to really make certain that our border is secure. And Texas is spending billions of dollars to secure their border from one end of the state to the other. And we have about six states, National Guard troops. Tennessee's one of those states. They're down there at that border. And we know that with the billions Texas is spending, the counties in those border communities, they're spending millions, and ranchers and farmers down there are spending tens of thousands of dollars in order to secure their land, their crops, their cattle, and be able to continue to live in ranch and farm on the property that they own.
We're talking to Senator Marsha Blackburn of the great state of Tennessee, my home state. Senator, I'm sure you saw Dawn Staley at South Carolina came out over the weekend and said that men who identify as women should be able to play women's basketball, in her opinion, in the Southeastern Conference. University of Tennessee obviously is in the SEC. Can you believe that we've reached a place where women's coaches are advocating for men who identify as women to be able to compete in women's athletics?
I was shocked when I heard her say that. I was watching that interview, and I was really surprised when she said that. She should be championing the talented women who are on that national championship team. And they have dedicated themselves. They deserved to win. Now, if they had been playing UConn or Purdue, it could have been something completely different. And she probably would not have been quite as happy. So I think it's important that women compete against women, that they have the opportunity to show how talented that they are, to have those college scholarships, to play on those teams, to learn how to develop that ability to work together as a team. And I would not want to take that away from any of those women.
No doubt. Senator, keep up the good work.
You got it.
Campaign season is underway. I'll see you soon.
You got it. Take care.
That is Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, up for re-election in November, a little bit less than 7 months from today. I think she's going to win comfortably, as well she should. Let's go ahead and dive into this, Buck. She mentioned South Carolina's women won the title. They did last night. Congratulations to UConn fans, including producer Greg, who I should mention is out now for a second day in a row because he wanted to be able to experience the eclipse. I can't believe this is real. But you can get hooked up as we roll into NHL playoff season, as we roll into the NBA playoffs, and as we get ready for a Major League Baseball game every night. I don't know about your household, but in the Travis household, we got Major League Baseball on every night. The Mets playing against the Braves. My boys are big Braves fans. Watch last night. You can put your picks in with Prize Picks. You can get hooked up right now, $100. If you put in $100, you get back $100. You're competing against them. Pick your favorite players. I'll give you a pick. Unfortunately, we did not win last night on our 10X payout option. But I'm going to give you a Major League Baseball pick going into the weekend. Excited to do so. Fun to play if you like the NBA, if you like the NHL, if you like Major League Baseball. Heck, college baseball. How about the Masters is coming up this weekend? A lot of you out there, I bet, really excited. For many people, that's the start of spring. You can put picks in on the Masters as well. All you have to do, go to prizepicks.com/clay. You can play right now in California, in Texas, in Georgia, in Alabama. If you're feeling left out, go to prizepicks.com. Use my name, Clay. Get up to $100 just for signing up. That's prizepicks.com. My name, Clay, C-L-A-Y.
Learn.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, hey, I'm covered, no worries. Not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance.
And that can be a lot of money for your family, but how do you know you're not being overbilled? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
So unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate?
HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance.
When your medical claim comes in, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors so you pay only what you owe.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million.
Bottom line, insurance isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it before you see another healthcare provider. HealthLock.com. HealthLock.com.
Third hour. And Clay join and us Buck on the weekend on our Sunday right now with Clay and Buck with podcast. Find it on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcast.
Hour, the Summit Clay and Buck VIP. You can email us there. The bat signal, if you will, of our special email box for VIPs. You can send it to us anytime. And then also, Clay, you can describe the majestic gear
Yes, know. Buck is now standing, so you cannot hear him. Crockett Coffee gear for our VIPs. We're going to have Crockett Coffee. A lot of you want gear as well, because I will say the design of the logo, which you and I and your brother Mason and others spent a lot of time working on is pretty fantastic. It's Davy Crockett surfing on an alligator or crocodile, which is obviously a hyperbolic rendition of he used to fight with bears and all these other different things, and we wanted an updated, cool thing. And a lot of people are asking for gear. So there will be gear up at CrockettCoffee.com. I am presently drinking Crockett Coffee, as I do every single day. Buck is now wearing the gear. I also want to give a shout out here too. CrockettCoffee.com. I'm in a polo today. And, one of our writers at Outkick, Joe Kinsey, has started the Thursday night mowing club for all the guys out there as it gets to be spring and summer who are going to be cutting their grass, their lawn. They have a group that they hang out with. It's really very well designed that he's done. And I asked Buck a question. Have you ever sat on a lawnmower in your life? As a growing up in New York City, and now where you live in Miami, I don't think you've ever lived in a house that had a lawn. Is that accurate? Have you ever been in a residence that had actual grass that you controlled?
No, I mean, my grandparents lived in upstate New York. Well, what New Yorkers call upstate New York, or New York City people, which is like, you know,
an hour and a half outside of the city.
Exactly. It's not really like, Greg was, I think, in Watertown. That's upstate New York. That's way up there. It's practically Canada, eh? I've never, cause Clay, if you have a lawn and you live in New York City, or in Manhattan, and you have a lawn that you have to mow that's your own, you're probably like a Vanderbilt or something. Like, that's very, nobody has lawns they're mowing.
And
in Manhattan.
I bet the Vanderbilts are not mowing their own lawns.
That's a good point. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it would be rare that you would own a personal lawnmower and live in New York City. I was wondering if you'd ever, done it. I think my dad, one of his favorite things to do was cut the grass. I mean, I'm not even kidding, but he liked to pick up sticks and cut the grass. He would cut the grass on our house all the time when I was a kid.
What's your preferred chore? We've never gotten into this before, but you've been married guy for a long time. What are your go-to chores so that you're helping out so that Laura, you know, doesn't have to
My wife would say that I do nothing. So that would be, her, that would be, if she's listening right now, full disclosure, her answer would be I do nothing. I take the garbage out, which I do. And that is because I don't think there's a woman alive, no matter how much they believe in equality, that ever wants to take the garbage out. I would say that's maybe because, in general, I bet your wife, Carrie, can smell infinitely better than you can.
Like, No, I'm the taster and smeller of all foodstuffs to make sure it's, I didn't realize when I signed up for this whole marriage thing that part of my job was anytime we find something deep in the refrigerator, it's my job to sniff it. And if my sense of smell is not convincing enough to her, I may have to taste it to tell her whether it has gone bad.
Oh, that's, I just throw it away if you have to question it. That's why you have a dog. I would say, in general, I think women have much better senses of smell, and so they would rather, that's one of the things they run from. I don't even know, I don't have any great skill. Like, my grandfather and Laura's dad are both phenomenal at fixing things, like, you know, around the house. My dad can't fix anything.
I can't even pretend. My father-in-law is like MacGyver, so Carrie's dad can, he can build
that's
a
like,
house.
That's like, I mean,
he's one
my
of those people.
Yes.
Like, can build a house, like an actual house that he can build. So we just wait. We make a little list of things. And when he comes and visits, like every few months, I'm
does
like,
does it make you feel a little bit less of a man that your father-in-law has to come fix things at the house?
I wish I could say yes, but I just like drinking a lemonade, sitting on the couch while things get fixed properly.
My father-in-law can fix a lot of things too. In general, we pay to have everything fixed. I would probably say that Laura, my wife, as you know, is 5'2". And for women who are not tall, I'm 6 foot. They think that you can reach anything, right? If you're 5'2 and your husband or your boyfriend
comparatively
is like
speaking,
foot,
we can. By the way, our wives are basically, I think Carrie's 5'3". Our wives are basically the same size.
I can reach up and change light bulbs in locations that she cannot. So I would probably say that is my, contribution to the functioning of the Travis household would be that I'm able to do that. But in general, I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of worthless for anything around the house. I'm not particularly.
Well, you do
useful.
The trash though. I'm also the trash man, and that gives me an opportunity whenever possible to wax philosophical about what a waste of time recycling is, which I love to do. So,
You, by the way, have gotten me in trouble because I'm now more likely to rebel against recycling, and Laura will lecture me. Put that in the recycling, not the trash.
Did you also get this, that you remember your wife and not just a few million of our closest friends are listening? Cause you get a, I just, Carrie just reminded me, no, she's 5'3" and a half. So I need to check myself before I wreck myself on
yes,
that one.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Know.
I often get texts from my wife during the show to let me know that, that I am not being 100% honest.
It
occurred.
It may be sexist, but guys are in charge of the trash. We all know it. Okay.
Yeah.
So with that, I'm trying to find a way to do a smooth transition here. Morgan Wallen.
Who you did it. Let's be honest. I don't know if Allie can pull when this discussion happened. Morgan Wallen has sold out the Tennessee Titans stadium on 3 straight days in next month. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Month. I mean, like 75, 80,000. This is like Taylor Swift level fandom. So he is now the, I would say, of country music, he's probably the number one draw in all of country music right now.
I wish right now, for once, that I was still living in the center of Manhattan, because I would walk around Manhattan and do a man on the street just to prove to you. I mean, 8 out of 10 Manhattanites have no idea who Morgan Wallen is. I'm just telling you. No idea. 8 out of 10.
I think that's wrong. I think even for people who are not country music fans.
No way. Team, back me up on this one. We might have to send producer Greg to do a little special, man on the street. You know, how many people know who Morgan, well, more people know now. We can agree on that. Because he's getting a lot of headlines. What happened? Well, Morgan, Mr. Wallen, and I was listening to his music this morning, and I will say.
It's pretty
quite good.
Now
I start to question my impartiality in all this. Cause I'm like, before I was like, how dare this savage fellow throw these things off the rooftop, but it landed 3 feet from a cop. That's a very bad,
dangerous,
like,
yes,
very dangerous, very bad move. But bad to have it land near anybody, but, cops don't take kindly to large, heavy objects almost crushing and possibly, you know, killing them. So understandably so. So here's what happened. We've kind of given this bit of it away. And I'm trying to just put aside the fact that his music is quite good. It is, actually. I listened to it this morning. I was surprised. And, he has been arrested. He launched a chair. There's video of this. Not very clear video, but have you seen the video?
Yeah, on TMZ had it up. I saw this.
Oh, yeah. Launched a chair from the 6th floor of a rooftop bar in Nashville because his ex-fiance announced she had eloped. Now, he's facing felony charges.
Oh, wait, so they know the motivation of why he did this now?
Yes, that's the update.
Oh, I didn't know that there were details on this. So this is like him being angry in theoretically.
Yes, he's angry because his ex-fiance was eloping. So in a moment of rage, this is the reporting, Mr. Wallen threw this off of Chiefs. You must know Chiefs on Broadway in Nashville.
It just opened. This is Eric Church's new bar. So it's Eric Church's. I owned a bar, part of a bar that Garth Brooks has bought. So if you've ever come down Broadway, I took you to the rooftop. You ever been to the rooftop of this bar? Let me just say this as a prelim. I get nervous leaning over the edge of a bar, because there's lots of beer bottles and there's so many people walking directly underneath. I always worry that I'm going to get hit by a beer bottle. Some of these places, higher stories, they're not allowed to have, they go plastic because they're so concerned about things getting dropped off and hitting someone on the street below. I worry about this all the time.
I'm an advocate of, even in the home, we use plastic drinking cups for, reusable plastic drinking cups for everything now. Had too many times where I drop, I'll even do it for wine. I don't care. People are like, oh, your plastic cup for your wine. I don't care. I don't need some wine glass shattering because someone drops it when they're over for drink. It happens all the time.
Yeah,
anyway,
right.
I agree with that safety provision. What I want to know, though, is this story is getting a lot of attention because this fellow, Mr. Morgan Wallen, has a lot of, not in New York City, but a lot of other places has followers. And is it going to be worse for him or better for him that he is a celebrity in terms of the wheels of justice on this one? Is it a... You know what I'm saying? Is he going to get the benefit of the doubt or the doubt of the benefit because of his fame? Because you really can't do this. Like, this is you can't
you can't throw chairs off of rooftops when there are people below and almost kill someone. Like, there have to be consequences.
Yeah, I think there should be consequences. I actually, now that you're giving me the details on this, I actually think this could help his career. And you're going to tell me that I'm crazy for this.
No, you might be right. I mean, no, for rappers, for a while, getting shot was considered career enhancing if they lived, so.
That's right. But I mean, the standard of a country music crooner who is obviously fond, look, the expectation, he's been arrested on Broadway before. Morgan Wallen is not opposed to alcohol. Let's just put it that way.
What did he do last time?
I think it was, it's a good question. Staff, look it up. I mean, it was like 5 years ago he got arrested. I think it was for like getting in a shoving match with a bartender or something. What was it, Allie?
Kid Rock's. He was at Kid Rock's bar.
Yeah, Kid Rock's bar. He got into, an altercation. So I think this, see, usually, this is my big theory on celebrity. You only get hurt as a celebrity when you get in trouble for things that people are surprised you would get in trouble for. Like if Morgan Wallen got arrested for, gay sex, I think it would be like, ooh, that's not going to help his album sales, right? Because it's like, oh, all these women love him. Like, being lovelorn and drunk and throwing something off the roof of a Broadway bar actually fits his brand. You're like, yeah, I could totally see Morgan Wallen getting drunk. I'll give you an example, Buck. Charles Barkley got arrested for a DUI in Scottsdale, Arizona. Do you know the story? I think I've told it on the air
before. No.
Okay. He got pulled over driving drunk. In the police report, they asked him, why are you driving drunk? He said because he was on the way to the woman who gave the best, and I'm cleaning it up, sexual favors in all of Arizona. Everybody read that, and they were like, yeah, I can totally see Charles Barkley driving drunk to go hook up with a woman who's great at sex. He missed one day of work. Hillary Clinton lies about being under fire in Iraq. Everybody's like, yeah, I totally expect that she would lie. Brian Williams gets caught lying. His career's over. What about Today's Show? Billy Bush can't even work on the Today Show anymore because he stood next to Trump when Trump said, grab her by the pussy willow. Trump gets elected president. Billy Bush gets fired and his career's basically over. This is, I think, what people would expect. Morgan Wallen, his ex is getting eloping. He's upset. He throws something off the roof. I think it actually helps his career.
This is a reminder. It's like it's an important clarification or whatever. People are always like, well, there's no such thing as bad press. No, there absolutely is. That's one of the dumbest. Who's responsible for that phrase? There's no such thing as bad press. There absolutely is such a thing as bad press.
As
it depends on the press.
As long as you don't face jail time. You can use, now he's facing jail time. I mean, the crazy thing is here, Buck, this is insanely
like,
dumb.
Real prison time for this. This is not being taken lightly.
If he hits somebody on the street with this chair.
He could have killed somebody.
He could be in jail for the next 40 years.
It's actually not all that different from like firing off a handgun in the air and the round lands somewhere and it missed somebody by a few feet. Like, it's not that different. Like, a chair off the sixth story. It hit someone in the head. That's it. That's over. I mean, that person's going to. Very likely be killed by that. So you can't do that. You know, this is the thing. You can't do it. And so I wonder what ends up happening here. I don't know if we have anyone who has strong feelings on this, whether you're a Morgan Wallen fan or not, but let us know. 800-282-2882. Cause this one is, I don't think this is going away anytime soon. You know, if you're a firearms enthusiast like I am, you got to learn the name Bear Creek Arsenal. For many, they're the firearm industry's best kept secret. But we're changing that here because I want all of you to know about Bear Creek Arsenal and the amazing craftsmanship with which they produce firearms. Bear Creek Arsenal manufactures in North Carolina. And, you know, I've been training and handling guns for decades now. And when they showed me the quality of the firearms, I mean, I've got a Bear Creek AR and about to pick up a Bear Creek pistol for myself. But when you try the quality of these firearms for yourself and see the price point at which they are offered, you're going to just say to yourself, I've got to get one of these. They're phenomenal. Bear Creek Arsenal offers a wide range of premium calibers at a fraction of the price of the competition. I also have some of the really expensive stuff. I have one of the most expensive handguns you can get that's mass produced, one of the most expensive ARs out there. And yeah, they're really nice. I'm not going to say they're not like well-made firearms, but when you think about the cost versus what you can get a top-of-line Bear Creek Arsenal rifle or pistol for, it's just
such a better value proposition. Discover Bear Creek Arsenal for yourself. Go online to BearCreekArsenal.com/buck. That's BearCreekArsenal.com/buck. You're not going to believe the quality, the array, the variations that they have of these different firearms. And like I said, the price you can get them for. You got to see it for yourself. BearCreekArsenal.com/buck. Use promo code buck for 10% off your first order.
Speaking truth and having fun. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden.
For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. Because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude.
People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.